For the last 9 winters, I've taken a longish trip to somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere, mostly on my own. I got started on my solo trips when I decided to go to South Africa, a country that fascinated me. I harbored some of the same fears that I hear so often from friends or acquaintances. Would I be safe? Would I get lonely, especially at dinner time? But I think the unspoken fear is much deeper. Will I be okay spending that much time with myself, in my own skin, with no work or constant companion to distract and comfort me when I feel sad, uneasy, or just plain bored? Yes, I've certainly felt bored, occasionally a bit lonely, but luckily in 9 years, I've never really felt unsafe. I've learned keys to who can be trusted and when, and have developed good street smarts by practicing them for years. I do take certain safety precautions, like not being outside in dark areas, but I've mostly felt safer at night traveling than I do in some parts of the Bay Area. Traveling by oneself creates opportunities for adventure. There was my camping trip along the northern Peruvian coast with a famous wildlife photographer to see condors. The days I spent in a small village with an older Brazilian woman in Minas Gerais, whom I met on the bus from Rio. Or the Muslim women in their family compound in Cape Town that called me into their homes on Christmas Day. A woman traveling alone, especially one of a certain age, is sure to elicit sympathetic and curious responses from fellow travelers and locals. Invariably, I'm asked if I'm married and have kids. When I say no and explain that that is exactly the reason I can visit their country and spend money in their restaurant or guest house, the reaction sometimes is wide-eyed wonder and even an occasional, "Oh, I wish I could do that." For most women in the countries I'm visiting, traveling alone is never a financial option, unless they're going to take care of a sick or dying relative. But for some women, especially the more adventurous, I've decided I'm modeling what a woman traveling alone can look like. And what do I look like? I almost never fade into the woodwork because of my skin color and status, but also, perhaps mostly, because I'm clearly and blissfully alone. With a perspective, this is Karen Hester.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.